Hello, Women of Power and Spirit. Welcome to this holding meditation for creating a tipping point with a focus on relationships. I invite you to get your space ready. Make sure that you won't be disturbed, including any electronic devices, and find a comfortable place to sit. It's a good idea to have your feet flat on the floor, hands in an open position. And let's begin. Breathe into the space that you are. Become aware of the space between your breaths or the space between your thoughts. Allow that space to soothe you. It is still, quiet, dark. Let the thoughts come and go. Let the feelings come and go. Focus on the space as you breathe gently. As you breathe, invite yourself to remember a moment when you felt love, any kind of love, a moment of laughter, a moment of kindness, of gentleness. It can be a moment with a person or a pet, a flower. It's a moment of some form of pleasure. Allow that moment to come alive for you right now. And if love feels like too much of a stretch, your presence to pleasure is perfect. Notice that this pleasure or feeling of love and the space are really one. You can allow the space and the pleasure to anchor in your energetic womb space. Your energetic womb and the primordial womb of all life are connected. Allow yourself to enter into this womb of life, and you can allow yourself to have whatever you need to feel comfortable and safe in this space. Here it is quiet, still, dark. There is a very, very gentle ebb and flow. Here you are accepted exactly as you are. There's nothing you can do to earn love, nothing you can do to push it away. You are loved as you are, because you exist. Allow yourself to open to that acceptance. And invite yourself to go deeper into acceptance, into love, than you have ever been before. Again, if love feels like a stretch, Go deeper into that universal space, deeper into that acceptance. Invite yourself to go deeper into a state that allows you to open and be present. In this stillness, I invite you to become aware of the tipping point you are creating in your life. Be aware of how you will feel when this tipping point has occurred. Let your senses come alive. What will you see? What will you feel? And here, what will you taste? And smell? What will the quality of your life be like when this tipping point has occurred? You can invite your senses to come even more alive. Perhaps one of your senses will be strong, or two, maybe more. Go ahead and lean on the senses that come alive most for you. And feel the enjoyment, the pleasure, the accomplishment of the other side of this tipping point. Now I invite you to be aware of the relationships in your life that might be associated with this tipping point or a step along the way. Who comes into your mind and heart? Who are the people you will spend more time with? You might already know them, or you might have a sense or a feeling or a vision of someone new. Notice how you feel. Notice who comes to mind that you already know, that you might feel compelled to reach out to. And if you're manifesting health, there might be a person, there might be an awareness of your body, or an herb. If you're manifesting something from Mother Earth, there might be a ritual, an activity. If you're manifesting relationship, prosperity, career, greater peace in your life, a project, there are likely to be people or maybe places that would be good to visit. Relationships that are a part of your journey to this tipping point. Perhaps they are relationships that you can imagine could have a great deal to do with your tipping point, or they might be relationships or significance in that regard at all. But the mystery works in her own ways. Allow yourself to notice who or what or where is coming to mind. Allow yourself to also be aware of the doubts, the places in your mind that say, oh, that can't possibly be. And the thoughts of, oh, am I fooling myself? Whatever those thoughts are, this is the perfect time to be present to them and loving and kind, holding them in your compassion. The humanness of manifesting. The experiences of lifetimes. The fears of the unknown future. Loving everything that's coming through. Every doubt about these relationships, about the tipping point itself, about you in that journey. Loving them all. They are thoughts and feelings, but they do not define the divinity of you. So love them. Honor their roots, their reasons for existing, and let them rest. You have a reality to create. Allow your thoughts and emotions to return to how you will feel, what your life will be like after the tipping point. Open your heart in gratitude for its existence in your field. open your heart to this divine impulse that exists within you and exists for a reason. Invite your mind, your heart, your spirit, your body, a faith that it is becoming. It is becoming in the moments you can see evidence, and in the moments that you cannot, still it is becoming. Allow yourself to sense, hear, see, feel, know steps to take. Become aware of the impulses, the desires, even if they make no sense to your rational mind. Aware of the steps. The wisdom of lifetimes, the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of the divine pulsing through you into this space, so that the probability of your tipping point can occur. Open your mind and your heart to the knowledge, the knowing that this divine impulse existed before this moment, exists now, and exists after this moment, and your faith in its existence in your field, a desire, a divine desire in your field, and your faith in it gives it the nourishment it needs to attract what it needs. Affirm to yourself, if you are called to take the steps to connect in relationships that allow this tipping point to occur. If you wish, you can affirm that each relationship and each step is providing you with insight and connections that lead you to your tipping point. Give thanks for its becoming. And open your heart, mind, and being to the I am of this tipping point. notice if there is a vision, a sound, a feeling, a knowingness, a taste, a smell, a symbol of any kind that represents this tipping point. Give thanks for this symbol, this I am of your tipping point. Remember, it can be useful to bring a representation of this I am into your physical life to help you remember to stay strong and clear, to continue taking steps and being diligent in faith in the seen and unseen as you move toward this beautiful and powerful tipping point in your life. With the awareness of your I am, I invite you now to bring it back into physical reality. Take a big, deep breath, big inhale through your nose, and exhale through your mouth, blowing yourself into your body, into your bones. Feel the air around you. Notice it has a temperature and a texture. Sense sounds on the air. Bringing it into physical reality is what this journey is about. So invite the spirit of this I am and your awareness right into your bones. Your next breath brings you even further into your body. Take a big inhale through your nose and blow through your mouth. Feel yourself connecting with your bones. Be aware now that you are sitting against physical matter. And your last breath brings you all the way back in. Big inhale and blow. All the way back into your body now. This next step is important. Stretch. Move, make sure that you can feel your body. And when you can feel your body, very gently open your eyes and get ready now to take those beautiful steps, build those beautiful relationships that carry you to your tipping point.